From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Peanut producers at the 46th annual Georgia Peanut Show last month heard many policy updates. Georgia Farm Bureau reports one of them was the National Peanut Board encouraging attendees to beat the February 21st deadline to ask the USDA to include peanut butter in the food packages through the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Research has shown peanut butter should be introduced to infants beginning as early as 4 to 6 months to help prevent peanut allergies. To kick off a set of farm bill hearings, Senators Debbie Stabenow and John Bozeman will hold the first today, titled Farm Bill 2023, Trade and Horticulture. Stabenow and Bozeman say they're both looking forward to a collaborative process with all senators to deliver a strong farm bill. Three other hearings will be February 9th on commodity programs, crop insurance and credit, February 16th on nutrition programs, and March 1st on conservation and forestry programs. Public health advocacy groups filed a lawsuit against the Food and Drug Administration challenging the refusal to phase out unnecessary use of antibiotics in animal agriculture. The groups allege roughly two-thirds of important antibiotics sold are used for food-producing animals, often healthy animals, to compensate for the risk of infections caused by cramped, unsanitary, and stressful conditions. The lawsuit claims this contributes to the rise and spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.